Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of our soup recipes brings us to our spicy sausage Tuscan soup. This is such an incredible recipe. I know everybody's going to love it. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is take 3 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. And we're going to take the Arbasana olive oil. I'm going to put that in a medium sauce pot. I'm going to add to that 2 cups of diced white potatoes. Now, when you're dicing, always remember you want to have uniform sizes. It's very, very important. If things are not the same size, guess what? It's going to be bad. You always want to make sure that things are the same size as much as possible. It doesn't have to look the same, but at least the same size gives us a general understanding of where we're trying to be at in terms of cooking with consistency. 1 cup of onion that we're going to have julienned. And I like to use the purple onions when I do my Tuscan soup. It just brings a nice sense of color to the dish as well. And that's very important. We're going to take 1/2 cup of celery and 1/2 cup of carrot. And I want the carrots and celery to be the same size. Dice them as small as you can, though. We're going to take 4 Italian sausages. And I prefer the Monterey Sausage Company's spicy sausage. It really, really tastes good. And not only that, it has great flavor. And when you're making a really good sausage kind of soup, you want to have a good lingering flavor of the herbs and spices that went into making that sausage. And this sausage works absolutely incredible for making a Tuscan soup. What I'm going to do next is after we remove that from the casing, and we're just going to start cooking up the insides of that casing, I'm going to add in 3 cups of beef stock, 1 cup of cream, 4 cups of kale that we're going to have diced small. We're always going to season to taste with salt and pepper because we never know what the end result of the flavor is going to be. But we want to make sure that when we're seasoning with salt and pepper, that we remember that it's always our own personal preference. As a chef, I've grown, you know, to understanding where that perfect flavor of blend is supposed to be at. But for some, it could be too salty or not salty enough. So you know your limitations. You know what your doctors tell you. But when you want to make something great, always remember that the most important thing is making something great that you and your family are going to enjoy. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, you can always follow me on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. You can shoot me an email at Albert J. Hernandez, theuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.